Welcome to one more episode, Micro Podcast, Digital Transformation Industry 4.0 and Emerging Technologies. I am Vijay Gunti and I am your host today. With me today is Rahul Bonsait. Rahul is an enabling enterprise to optimize on digital strategic initiative and also a thought leader. Rahul, welcome to our Micro Podcast. Can you please introduce yourself to the audience?
Thank you, Vijay, for having me for this. I'm Rahul Bansuri. I have around like 20 years of experience in the IT. And for past 5 years, I've specifically worked towards the digital transformation initiatives as well on various roles which I have played. Currently, I'm working with a company called Kyocera Document Solutions America, and I'm working over there as a digital strategy project manager. I work with the senior leadership to perform various business transformation related initiatives. My areas of expertise is around customer-centric design approach, first design approach, then subscription services implementation. I work a lot around API management and user experience design. During my experience and with respect to the digital transformation initiative, I have published 5 white papers, primarily on the various topics of digital transformation, starting with banking as a platform, data as a service, first design principle thinking, payment and service directive, augmented reality and virtual reality, and 5G wireless technology. All these white papers were targeted towards the digital transformation and how the business is getting transformed over the period of time. So that's basically a short intro of my vision.
Good to know, Rahul. Thanks, Rahul, for sharing your experience. So my next question is about you. I see you have done a lot of digital transformation initiatives. In your journey, can you share some of your challenges you experienced?
Sure, Vijay. This is a fantastic question. And first of all, when we talk about digital transformation, people think about technology. People always think about implementing new technology, but it's really not about the technology. Technology is just a means to achieve your digital transformation goals. Now, having said that, it's more about the business transformation. You look at the business in the new digital way and try to use the technology to enable that. So in this journey, I have seen a very common challenges with the various projects which I have executed with various clients. And some of these challenges are, first thing is the mentality around the legacy business model. So we carry, people are working in the industry for a long period of time. They carry the experience which is there from their analog business model and continue with that same mentality towards the digital model. And that's where that challenges we find it. But if you look at some of the new players, tech players like Netflix, Spotify, or Dollar Shave Club, or Robinhood, these all use the business model, the existing business model, but use the digital touch to each one of them and disrupted the respective industry. And we know what Netflix has done, or Spotify, or Dollar Tree, or Robinhood. These are the big tech firms which have disrupted the respective industries. Now, the other thing which I see is the team silos. Like every big organization is having their own different departments. And over the period as the organization grows, there is always a team silo. There is not much of information exchange. So this also hampers in your digital transformation initiatives. The third thing which I see is the availability of the skilled resources, understanding the digital. Now, digital, when you talk about it, it's not just about building a new mobile app application or a web service. You're talking about transforming your business using the digital model. And for that, you require a skill set which understands the technology and also understands the business model and how you can leverage the technology to build new. So there is always a lack of skill sets available within the organization. The other thing which I feel is a challenge is defining the business's digital transformation goal. Most of the leadership do understand it. They define the goal, but it's not very, very clearly resonates with all the employees or all the team members. And this becomes a challenge over the period of time. And the last but not the least, the most difficult part is changing the culture of the organization. When we talk about the culture of the organization, it's not like something you you change it via some HR policies or some employee handbook. It's inbuilt within the employees. They have grown within the organization with some set rules. Okay, you're trying to change that. And changing that is actually a very, very difficult process in the digital transformation journey. So these are the five challenges which I see with all the organizers, all the analog, all the traditional business organization. They all face these five challenges.
True, Rahul. I think that what you have said is an amazing challenge. I think that's the need of the day. So my next question is, okay, we discussed about the challenge. Can you also share some opportunities and business benefits?
Right. To talk about the benefits, okay, and we talk about digital transformation, there are two things to it. So we first have to understand whether digital transformation is a threat or opportunity. And I'm talking more from a legacy business model point of view, right? When we talk about digital transformation, most of the legacy business, they think that digital transformation is a threat. They think their business is going to get disrupted. And because of that threat, if you look at threat, it's a negative sentiment altogether, right? So, and most of the people goes in that particular flow itself. But instead, I always try to see that we should think digital transformation as an opportunity. The moment you think about it as an opportunity, you're trying to think yourself in a positive way, okay? And looking at the various benefits which will give. So the very first thing is we can see that business model transformation. You have your own legacy business model. You are trying to transform itself. There are various process optimizations within the organization. I'm pretty sure most of the organization have the accounts department who is processing the invoice, the PDF invoices. Over the period of time, the paper copy of the invoices has been converted into a PDF version of it. And at the end of the day, when you receive an invoice, somebody is doing your data entry. Is it a digital? In today's age, I don't think so. That's digital. Though people might talk, it's a digital, we are using computer, but it's really not. You're just doing the manual operation of the computer. So if you can digitize these processes and get a process optimization, that would be really beneficial. Increase the productivity and automation. So if you are trying to implement automation, something like an RPA or business process or optimization, that will actually be a beneficial thing. The other thing which I feel is the social media platforms. Many organizations do not use social media platform for connecting with their customers or the employees or advertising the product. So if they can use social media to their benefit, that is another benefit. The other thing is, though I mentioned that technology is not important, but it's just an enabler, but there are a lot of organizations which are using a legacy infrastructure, which is out of date, and it doesn't give them the benefit to leverage themselves to the next level. So upgrading those legacy infrastructure is another aspect of it. And last but not the least is the cloud. Cloud is another emerging technology, right? If people can start utilizing and building solutions around cloud, that is another benefit which you can give. You can leverage your business to the next level. So these are some of the benefits which I see, which can be used using digital transformation.
Fantastic, Rahul. Also, I know we discussed about the challenges, business benefits. I know the COVID has changed the perspective of the businesses and a new business norm is coming into picture, you know, Rahul. So can you also throw some light on the new business models?
Yes. So there are a lot of, from the business model perspective. So let me tell you how I envision this. Okay. And as I always say, that technology is always secondary. It's about the business model getting transformed to the new digital age. So from that perspective, what I feel is some of the things every organization should implement within their business workflow is the first thing is building an omni-channel experience. When we talk about an omni-channel experience, like your customer might be using a different platforms, right? And you should be available wherever your customer is, whether it's on the mobile, whether it's on the social media platform, whether it's on the phone, whether you're using an IVR system or something else, right? You should be there with your customer all the time and give them that omni-channel experience. So that's one of the things which you can implement using this technology. The other thing is user experience design, UX and UI. This is another hot buzzword within the industry now. I see a lot of people have started using user experience design within the various applications. When you think about user experience, it's not just about the website, building a website or building a mobile app or nice, very nice mobile app. It's about how you perceive the customer, how they are going to perceive your product, how they are going to feel when they use your product. It's about that. So that is another area which should be utilized. The cloud, as I mentioned, it has opened a huge Pandora box with respect to the SaaS, the PaaS, and the IaaS model. I'll specifically talk about the SaaS and with respect to the COVID. A lot of people, when we were hit in March 2020, when we were hit with the COVID impact and everybody started working from home, I think so a lot of people saw the benefit of using SaaS because you were no longer connected to your office environment. You were connected to your some remote cloud infrastructure and were able to perform all your operations, right? So that has been a real beneficial. The other thing which I feel from the new emerging technology, I would say the cognitive technologies, which should be utilized definitely. Other business models I can talk about subscription-based business model. And we have seen that each and every business is trying to leverage the subscription services. That is another digitally transformed business models which is there. The last but not the least, I would say, using API management is another thing where you are either exposing your own data via API for others to consume, or you yourself is trying to consume others' data. That is another area where you can leverage and connect with your business partners or a third-party agency. So these are the areas which I see as the emerging. Again, if you look at it, I try to keep myself away from the technology part of it. Technology, as I said, is just an enabler. You can use various technologies to achieve your business. But from a business transformation, these are the things organizational, legacy organizations should think of. Vijay?
True, Rahul, right? What you have shared as business models is futuristic in a post-COVID era. So also, can you share some use cases, case studies you worked or working?
Yeah, I'll tell you a few of them. And some of them actually, I'll say with respect to some of the failures, because with every failure, you always learn things. I was working like way back in 3 years back. I was working with one of our clients in New York. They were into e-discovery business. E-discovery business is something like, it's related to litigations, whereby, say, for example, a big bank is, some of the employees have done some fraud, right? And the bank fires that employee. So in the heat of an argument, this person goes and files a case against the bank. So that is a litigation which happens, right? So in that case, what the bank does, or the lawyers for the bank will do, is they will actually try to retrieve all the data about that employee, okay? And this is where a service like an e-discovery forms comes into picture, okay? There are huge industry around the e-discovery. But what has happened over the period of time is like, the business model of e-discovery has changed. Like what happens, I'll give you just brief about it, what happens in there. So when you're talking about the data, so when you give the data, your data could be in the format of your hard disk, your mobile text messages, your social media interaction, your office, various data formats are there. So all this e-discovery forms does is take this data, store it, process it, try to extract the relevant information and give that information to the lawyer. So this is all the process which they do. At each step, they try to, they have a service for each one of them. They try to, they have a rate associated with each of these services. Now, when you think about the banking service, they are paying the huge amount for litigation, plus they are paying the huge amount to the e-discovery fund. So over the period of time, what has happened is the e-discovery business has totally been changed and moved towards a subscription. So you pay a very small subscription fee and you can keep the data and you can process as much of data as you want. So when I was talking to this organization, and I saw that their business is going down and down and down. So I actually said, like, let me look into it, what is happening. And I looked into it. The business was totally disrupted due to the subscription business model. I presented the business case to them. The CTO of the firm said, Rahul, this is really exciting. This is an eye-opener for us. But actually, this information has come to us very late. And within next couple of years, their business was totally down. They had to sell off their business. So I'm sharing this out because this is where the disruption takes place, where you're not able to leverage very early in the stage, and then you lose your business, you lose your client, you lose your completely. So this is the story which I would like to share with you, Vijay.
Excellent use case, Rahul. The need of digital transformation and digitization is the need of the day, and every industry should look into it. So my last question is about the career opportunity, the future of work. You know, the pandemic has changed the perspective of working culture. So according to you, what career explorations or opportunities you think are offered for the students, freshers, and professionals, at least for the next 5 years?
This is again an excellent question for anybody who wants to get into the IT industry, right? If you look at over the period of time, the IT industry has changed a lot, right? Now, today, if you look at it, what are the things which are emerging? One, the first I would say is data analytics. There is a huge amount of data which is generated, and to process this data, you require a huge skill set, and this is where the data analytics. So all students should think about how to leverage this one, data. The other thing which we spoke briefly about, the cognitive technologies and artificial intelligence. This is another very nice area to capture. The RPA is coming up, which is again part of the artificial intelligence. Cloud, we spoke about. The IoT is another thing. Hesitantly, I can say blockchain is another big thing. It's almost like 10 years in future, blockchain technology, but it's another very huge area for anybody new to learn, understand, and be expert in this way. So these are the areas I feel are the emerging technologies.
Excellent, Rahul. I think, right, you have touched the relevant points, especially, and also, you know, Rahul, right, because these are the new technologies coming up, right, and then it cannot be learned in a day or like on a specific time. So it should be a kind of a continuous learning. You keep learning things and you need to upgrade things accordingly.
True, definitely, yes. And it's the same thing. It's not only with the freshers, I would say it is with everybody, yes. Even with the senior people, even right. I myself is always learning new technologies, trying to understand at least. I might not be able to code at this moment, but at least knowing the technology, understanding what it needs to take it. Because when, as I've always said, like technology is secondary, business is important. But to transform your business, you should always know your technology. Yeah, yeah. So at least the basics of it, so that whenever you are in conversation with your architects or the other team members, you can always share experience. So it's very important for everybody, I would say, because the pace is changing so fast. Everybody has to be adapting to the newer technology.
True, Rahul. You have said it rightly. So thanks, Rahul, for joining us and sharing your valuable insights on the benefits, challenges, and opportunities, and also finally the business models on digital transformation, Industry 4.0, and emerging technologies, and also excellent use case you shared to the audience, and finally your career exploration and opportunities for freshers and students. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Vijay, for having me. It was nice talking to you.
To the audience, stay tuned for such more industry insights on digital transformation, Industry 4.0, emerging technologies from various industry experts.